Ezekiel chapter 40. In the 25th year of our exile, at the beginning of the year, on the 10th day of the month, in the 14th year after Jerusalem had been struck down, on that very day the hand of the Lord was upon me, and he took me there. In visions of God he took me to the land of Israel, and set me on a very high mountain, on whose southern slope was a structure that resembled a city. So he took me there, and I saw a man whose appearance was like bronze. He was standing in the gateway, with a linen cord and a measuring rod in his hand. "Son of man," he said to me, "look with your eyes, hear with your ears, and pay attention to everything I am going to show you, for that is why you have been brought here. Report to the house of Israel everything you see." And I saw a wall surrounding the temple area. Now the length of the measuring rod in the man's hand was 6 long cubits, each measuring a cubit and a handbreadth, and he measured the wall to be 1 rod thick, and 1 rod high. Then he came to the gate facing east, and climbed its steps. He measured the threshold of the gate to be 1 rod deep. Each gate chamber was 1 rod long, and 1 rod wide. And there were 5 cubits between the gate chambers. The inner threshold of the gate by the portico facing inward was 1 rod deep. Then he measured the portico of the gateway inside. It was 8 cubits deep, and its jambs were 2 cubits thick. And the portico of the gateway faced the temple. There were 3 gate chambers on each side of the east gate, each with the same measurements. And the gate posts on either side also had the same measurements. And he measured the width of the gateway entrance to be 10 cubits, and its length was 13 cubits. In front of each gate chamber was a wall 1 cubit high, and the gate chambers were 6 cubits square. Then he measured the gateway from the roof of one gate chamber to the roof of the opposite one. The distance was 25 cubits from doorway to doorway. Next he measured the gatepost to be 60 cubits high. The gateway extended around to the gatepost of the courtyard, and the distance from the entrance of the gateway to the far end of its inner portico was 50 cubits. The gate chambers and their side pillars had beveled windows all around the inside of the gateway. The porticos also had windows all around on the inside. Each side pillar was decorated with palm trees. Then he brought me into the outer court, and there were chambers and a pavement laid out all around the court. 30 chambers faced the pavement, which flanked the gateways, and corresponded to the length of the gates. This was the lower pavement. Then he measured the distance from the front of the lower gateway to the outside of the inner court. It was 100 cubits on the east side, as well as on the north. He also measured the length and width of the gateway of the outer court facing north, its 3 gate chambers on each side, its side pillars, and its portico all had the same measurements as the first gate, 50 cubits long and 25 cubits wide. Its windows, portico, and palm trees had the same measurements as those of the gate facing east. 7 steps led up to it, with its portico opposite them. There was a gate to the inner court facing the north gate, just as there was on the east. He measured the distance from gateway to gateway to be 100 cubits. Then he led me to the south side, and I saw a gateway facing south. He measured its side pillars and portico, and they had the same measurements as the others. Both the gateway and its portico had windows all around, like the other windows. It was 50 cubits long and 25 cubits wide. 7 steps led up to it, and its portico was opposite them. It had palm trees on its side pillars, 1 on each side. The inner court also had a gate facing south, and he measured the distance from gateway to gateway toward the south to be 100 cubits. Next he brought me into the inner court through the south gate, and he measured the south gate. It had the same measurements as the others. Its gate chambers, side pillars, and portico had the same measurements as the others. Both the gateway and its portico had windows all around. It was 50 cubits long and 25 cubits wide. The porticos around the inner court were 25 cubits long and 5 cubits deep. Its portico faced the outer court, and its side pillars were decorated with palm trees. 8 steps led up to it, and he brought me to the inner court on the east side. And he measured the gateway. It had the same measurements as the others. Its gate chambers, side pillars, and portico had the same measurements as the others. Both the gateway and its portico had windows all around. It was 50 cubits long and 25 cubits wide. Its portico faced the outer court, and its side pillars were decorated with palm trees on each side. 8 steps led up to it. Then he brought me to the north gate and measured it. It had the same measurements as the others, as did its gate chambers, side pillars, and portico. It also had windows all around. It was 50 cubits long and 25 cubits wide. Its portico faced the outer court, and its side pillars were decorated with palm trees on each side. 8 steps led up to it. There was a chamber with a doorway by the portico in each of the inner gateways. There the burnt offering was to be washed. Inside the portico of the gateway were 2 tables on each side, on which the burnt offerings, sin offerings, and guilt offerings were to be slaughtered. Outside, as one goes up to the entrance of the north gateway, there were 2 tables on one side, and 2 more tables on the other side of the gate's portico. So there were 4 tables inside the gateway, and 4 outside. 8 tables in all, on which the sacrifices were to be slaughtered. There were also 4 tables of dressed stone for the burnt offering, each 1.5 cubits long, 1.5 cubits wide, and 1 cubit high. On these were placed the utensils used to slaughter the burnt offerings, and the other sacrifices. The double-pronged hooks, each 1 handbreadth long, were fastened all around the inside of the room, and the flesh of the offering was to be placed on the tables. Outside the inner gate, within the inner court, were 2 chambers, one beside the north gate and facing south, and another beside the south gate and facing north. Then the man said to me, "The chamber that faces south is for the priests who keep charge of the temple, and the chamber that faces north is for the priests who keep charge of the altar. These are the sons of Zadok, the only Levites who may approach the Lord to minister before him." Next he measured the court. It was square, 100 cubits long, and 100 cubits wide, and the altar was in front of the temple. Then he brought me to the portico of the temple, and measured the side pillars of the portico to be 5 cubits on each side. The width of the gateway was 14 cubits, and its side walls were 3 cubits on either side. The portico was 20 cubits wide, and 12 cubits deep, and 10 steps led up to it. There were columns by the side pillars, 1 on each side.